You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. And rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom's just another word. Nothing left to lose, nothing my Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, your Bobby, baby, kept me from the cold. One day I'm near Selena Sloan, next to mine.
Little Janis Joplin there. That was a request because that is a cover song. That song was written by Kris Kristofferson, as far as I know. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So thanks for calling in with that request. I'm sorry I didn't get your name, but I appreciate the call. And that was a great cover song. All right, before that, we heard I'm on Fire from Kobe Grant. That, of course, is a Bruce Springsteen song. We heard Jamaica, Say You Will, sung by the one and only Chris Williamson, and that is a Jackson Browne song. What's Going On, which is a Marvin Gaye song by Emily Elbert on this really fantastic album that she put out, I think last year, called We Who Believe in Freedom. Her name is Emily Elbert. I had never heard of her before, but it's a lovely album. Check it out, We Who Believe in Freedom, which, of course, is a reference to that great Sweet Honey in the Rock song, and that song is probably a reference to something else. And we started with Cher doing For What It's Worth. So I looked up about that album. So the album is called 3614 Jackson Highway, which is, of course, the, well, not of course, but it is the address of Muscle Shoals Sound Studios, which is Muscle Shoals is a place where a lot of 60s albums were recorded, and there's a certain sound that goes along with it. And there's a wonderful documentary about Muscle Shoals. And if you haven't seen it, go see it. But apparently this album, which came out in 1969, it was a commercial failure. It peaked at number 160 on the charts. But it got positive reviews from music critics. And I actually really like it. And it's very different from what you would expect from Cher. So check it out. It's called 3614 Jackson Highway. And it came out in 1969 by Cher, and it was her first and last solo studio album for Atco. That was the record company. So check that out. Let's see, where does that leave us? That's where we started with Cher, For What It's Worth. All right, so we're going to continue now. I'm a little scattered here. Got a lot of things going on. We're going to hear a couple of Joni Mitchell covers. And Joni Mitchell just had her 75th birthday, and there was a big tribute show, which I haven't been able to see. I missed it on the day that it was on. It was on like a one night only thing, and I was out of the country. So I'm still looking for, if anybody knows how you can see, it's just called Joni 75. If anybody knows how you can see it, I think it was on Great Performances on PBS, but I can't find another airing of it. Let me know. I would really like to see it. Anyway, this is a great cover of a Joni Mitchell song by Annie Lennox here on Something About the Women.
Trina wears her wampum beads. She fills her drawing book with a line. Sewing lace on widow's weeds and filigree on leaf and vine. Vine and leaf for filigree, and her coat's a second hand one. Sewn in antique luxury, she's a lady of the canyon. Ooh, 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 ooh. And he sits you down to eat. She always makes you welcome in. Cats and babies around her feet, and all are fat and none are thin.
Thank you. love again. When I get that crazy feeling, I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble, cause you're a rambler and a gambler, like a sweet talking ladies' man. And you love your loving, not like you love your freedom.
Just knowing that the world will not be a cursing definitely a sing-along, for sure. This is one of those songs. It's in your DNA. We're tuning the banjo, if you know what I mean. How far off I sit and wonder. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves? You just don't seem to have as much to lose. Ain't it strange how the night moves? Autumn closing in.
Thank you. you for indulging us. All right, thanks, y'all. We're going to do a song by Bob Dylan. That's it.
Some kind of way out of here. Our seven shoulder to the thief. I want to tell them, no, there's just too much confusion. And I can't, no, I can't get no relief. All these business men, they all they drink our wine. And the plowman, when it took my in no callous spoke. And I, there are those among us right here, right now, still see life. Some kind of tough. But you and I, we have been through that. I tell you that this, this is not our fate. No, 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 not. It is all not so false for now. When it's getting late, I said all along, the watchtower of the princess who kept the blue. While the women became, and then they went, oh, and the barefoot. So that's true, that's me, that's you, but outside there's a cold. Listen for the wildcats, hear them growl. Two riders who approach it. Is rooted in your fear.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.
48% of teens report feeling lonely and less confident in themselves after using social media.
After the iPhone release in 2007, the depression rate in teens spiked.
To learn how to make social media a more positive place, go to MediaGirls.org. Follow Media Girls on Instagram and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
All right, those Media Girls rock. It's almost that time of year where I think the Media Girls come and take over something about the women. They've done it every year for the last 2 years, so we'll have to get them back in here. And they do a playlist and girl empowerment songs, and we play them. It's great. We just heard a couple of Indigo Girls / Amy Ray cover songs there. We heard All Along the Watchtower, slipped in another Bob Dylan there for you. That was the Indigo Girls from one of their live albums. And we heard Amy Ray doing Night Moves from Goodnight Tender, which is a great album, which kind of slipped by me, but I've gone back to it and I really like it. An excellent version of Tush from Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. That's a ZZ Top cover. Nobody's Girl did Call Me. From their album Waterline, that came out just last year, and Alison Krauss did a lovely version of Gentle on My Mind, which is a Glen Campbell, the late great Glen Campbell, and that is from Alison Krauss's album Windy City, and a couple of Joni Mitchell covers, Katie Lang doing Help Me, and Annie Lennox doing Ladies of the Canyon. So that wraps up another set of cover songs. I'm having so much fun, and I actually have enough to do probably like two more shows worth. So you have something to look forward to or something to avoid, depending on how you've enjoyed or not enjoyed today's show. So we've got about 17 minutes left before Crash Course for the Ravers comes up with Brian Young. So we'll just go right back into it. And here, this is really, you're going to like this. This is a cover of Ode to Billy Joe, and it's haunting, very haunting. So check this out, and you really got to listen to it. It's pretty amazing. And thanks for listening to Something About the Women, where you can hear amazing stuff like this one.
Pass around the block I please. to get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday,
someday, someday,
we'll get it together and we'll get it on.
I don't know why I spend my time.
drops of rain. Weave their weary paths and die. I know that I am like the rain, there but for the grace of you go I.
Poor old girl, she needs a hand to run the farm.